New York State's Department of Environmental Conservation had issued for public comment a revised draft permit. The revision came after a final bridge design showed the project would have less of an impact on the Hudson River and environment than was previously indicated. That lesser impact, state officials point out, is because the project will require substantially less dredging than initially thought. And, says Philip Musigas, less dredging and less pile driving is a positive in the eyes of environmental group Riverkeeper. However, Musigas, the Hudson River Program Director and an attorney for Westchester-based Riverkeeper, says his group has submitted a number of concerns to the DEC.
The overarching concern that we have is that the permit is not strong enough. It essentially has a lot of requirements to develop plans for monitoring and develop plans for mitigation and other things at some point in the future. You know, it's got some very vague requirements about what needs to be done before construction happens, but it, in our opinion, it doesn't have enough strict requirements for minimizing impacts to the river.
A DEC spokeswoman says the DEC is reviewing Riverkeeper's comments, and here, says Musigas, is one of Riverkeeper's major concerns.
The current permit only requires about $8 million worth of mitigation projects, and these are projects that would be done by the state in the river to kind of offset the impacts from the bridge construction. You know, from our perspective, for a $3 billion bridge, only proposing $8 million in mitigation funds is just not sufficient. We looked at other bridge projects that were of similar size in other parts of the country, and there was a similar bridge, actually a smaller bridge, built in the Washington, D.C. area a few years ago, and that required a $50 million mitigation fund. So just comparatively, you know, they need to look at much more mitigation funding, and they need to have specific requirements in the permit to make sure that the state environmental laws and that the Clean Water Act is followed.
A New York State Thruway Authority spokesman says the environmental mitigation measures for the new bridge project include stringent requirements and cutting-edge construction techniques to protect the Hudson River, its fish, and other aquatic life. Last month, the state comptroller and attorney general approved the bridge contract between the Thruway Authority and Tappan Zee Constructors, a 66-month contract that was effective immediately. The bid came in at $3.14 billion. The total project cost is estimated to be $3.9 billion. Riverkeeper's Musigas notes that the Washington, D.C. area bridge to which he referred earlier is over the Potomac River, and he says the Potomac and Hudson share similar characteristics. Yet here's one thing he says is different.
I don't think the Potomac has the endangered species concerns that the Hudson River does with the Atlantic sturgeon and the short-nosed sturgeon, so I think in some ways we have more critical concerns.
Meanwhile, State Thruway Authority officials say they've named a project manager to lead a design and construction team for the Tappan Zee Bridge replacement project. Peter Sanderson will be responsible for keeping the project on schedule and within budget, for an annual salary of $340,000, an amount being criticized by Civil Service Employees Union President Danny Donahue. Donahue says it's a disgrace to be paying one employee this salary while having laid off 234 Thruway and Canal System union workers a few weeks prior. The spokesman for the Thruway Authority and Canal Corporation released a statement in response saying, quote, "The new New York Bridge is one of the largest infrastructure projects in state history and will create tens of thousands of jobs as well as benefit numerous local businesses." The spokesman adds that, quoting again, "With something this important and complex, we need the best project director possible to ensure that it's completed on time and on budget, and we are providing compensation that is significantly less than would be paid in the private sector." The Tappan Zee Bridge connects Rockland and Westchester counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.